The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the premier show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss J to the Max. How are you, Miss J?
A little sleepy, but I'm here.
Well, you know, it is pretty early on that West Coast time.
You know, it's not too bad, but still, you know, when you go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning because you're watching My 600-Pound Life on demand, you
know,
makes one a little tired.
That's still your jam,
That's me, still me and Dee Dee's jam, of course. Do you see the way Dr. Now be reading those people for filth? Dr. Now, I don't know why I didn't lose weight. Well, I do, because you didn't stick to the diet, you know.
Yeah, he is very direct with these people.
I mean, you have to be, because they, you know, their whole lives they've been making excuses. They've been surrounded by enablers. They need tough love.
Right, right, right. You know else who needs tough love? Peacock Network, because it was a.
It was not at its finest last Sunday
during Fastlane. There was a lot of issues for the people who unfortunately didn't have one more day of their WWE Network available like I did. Fastlane happened to be the very last day of my network subscription, so I got to watch Fastlane one more time on the old WWE Network. It was fine. It ran like it always did.
I watched it too on the network, and it was fine. And now you just reminded me I need to go ahead and cancel.
Yeah.
Since
it'll run out on its own. You don't even have to cancel it. It won't even charge.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, they already sent the email and everything. So
they ain't sent me no email. See, they're trying to get me. No. Unless I just didn't look at it.
And then they're trying to get you over to Peacock for like $2.99 a month for a little while for the premium.
Yeah, I don't have no email from them talking about, hey.
Really? They sent
it like... Nope.
Yeah, they sent it to me like last week.
They sent it to me?
It was like, heads up.
No, I'm sick of Vince McMahon and his shenanigans.
Heads up, your ish is about to expire, but don't worry. You know, you got until this day, it'll automatically end and move over to Peacock. It's like, man, this billion, y'all couldn't include a little bit extra to make this just a, you know, easy transition?
No, because Vince McMahon don't care about you, me, or nobody else.
It's like, dang. Not only do I have to now go through all these devices and uninstall this WWE Network, now I have to download this Peacock Network.
Download a new app.
Yeah, like that.
Like I said, and it's not even going to be $2.99. I got to pay for premium, don't I?
Yep. And I was like, man, good thing I got, good thing there's some other things from the NBC Network and stuff that I actually do like, because this would be one of the biggest wastes of money ever.
I'm holding out.
Yeah, well, you know, the alternative means are always alive and well. You know, there are some smart people who have realized that this is only a North America or United States thing for the WWE Network. So, you know, if you can make your computer think you live in Canada, you can have the old WWE Network like it always is.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, it says on my account that my subscription will end on April 3rd. Mm-hmm. So you're right. I don't have to do nothing. Well, I'm not one of those super techie people that can have my VPN bouncing all over the place. not that technically savvy.
All it takes is like one or two good YouTube videos, one simple, you'll see one that's like real complicated. But if you go down like a little bit more, you'll see one that does the same thing, but real simple. And you'll be like, oh, okay.
Don, are you telling me that all I have to do is go on YouTube to figure out how to do things that are probably not technically legal?
Everything you want to learn is on YouTube for good and for bad. Like I'm learning about these non-fungible tokens. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay, so it's this new thing going around, right? Where it's stuff that you like, stuff you see on the internet. Like, okay, it's this thing called NBA. It has this thing called Top Shot, and what they are are basically like highlights. Digital highlights, but they're like baseball cards or basketball cards. And what you can do is you can pay to have this digital highlight and own it. So somebody paid like $200,000 for this LeBron James clip of a dunk. And people are people are selling all kinds of like gifts and anything that they've made that exists on the internet. That they've put out on the internet. So basically, it's like this. You can't own the Mona Lisa, right? Physically, right?
Right, right.
But you could own, even though there's like 15,000 million renderings on the internet, you could click on one and own one particular digital one. And just own it. So it's kind of the new thing. People are still like, you know, trying to figure it out. But yeah, it's kind of like a collector's item that just exists on the internet. Yeah, and people are paying ridiculous amounts of money for this stuff. Like somebody sold a piece of art for like $50 million.
You know what though? Speaking of art, since the pandemic started, my new thing is watching art auctions online.
Really?
Like the live ones? Yes. Okay. And it is so fascinating to watch this dot in the middle of this canvas go for like millions of dollars. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
And the guy like goes so fast. Like, like, oh my gosh, this is fascinating.
Are you,
I love it.
Are you bidding along at home with your imaginary account?
Yes, I am, in my mind. It's fascinating stuff. And then now I'm into estate sales, too. So I went to my first one last week.
Oh, yeah, look at
you. Got some records.
Couldn't it be
I was like, this is okay. I'm like, this is kind of weird, you know, rummaging through a dead person's stuff here. And my girlfriend goes, well, so are you going to start reading obituaries now? I was like, you might be onto something.
Yeah, because unfortunately, like what happened to my grandfather was there are people who are behind on their taxes. And, you know, if they A, don't let their family know that much of their business, or B, the family can't, you know, conjure up enough of that tax money to keep the property. Yeah, you can swoop in and be like, oh, they only owe $3,000. Here you go.
Oh, yeah. Now it's my property.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that happening before.
Yeah, so it's a definitely a frugal way to invest and, you know, turn in some small purchases into some large gains. If you know, then you go back and resell it for, you know, tens of thousands of dollars more than you bought it for, you know.
Yeah.
So,
or in California's case,
yes,
hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes. We will get into Fastlane first.
Yes, we're done with our, you know, tangents.
Let the trumpets blow for me because I won. Who you got?
Boo!
I think I got everyone right. I think I got all of them right.
I think you missed one.
I might have missed one. It would have been a tie, but I did not count Braun versus Elias, since that was not what they told us they was gonna have. So I just did not count that one, as to be fair to everybody.
I don't know why they insist on this Shane McMahon story. I don't understand this story. It's so stupid. Anyway, just let Braun in it. What's Big Leroy, Black Leroy? What's his name? What you call him?
Tall Bruce Leroy.
Thank you. Leroy. Him and Braun, just let them duke it out in the ring.
Just a quick recap. Binky and Sasha could not work it out. They did not win the women's tag team titles. They had a little meltdown after the match, and Sasha slapped the eyebrow or the eyelash off Binky. It was, whoa.
Binky is going to beat the wig off of Sasha. And Sasha's wig don't move, but I think it's coming off at WrestleMania.
In the pre-show, Riddle defeated Mustafa Ali, and Retribution finally have had enough of Mustafa Ali talking that trash to them. First Reckoning would do up the hand and the hair flip. She walked out. Then Slapjack, he walked out. Then Mason T-Bar gave Mustafa Ali the double choke slam. So I guess Retribution is
fine. So now all their names are, Retribution's done, and they're going to all change their names again.
Hopefully.
Because Slapjack, that,
Apollo Crews and Big E, they had a misfire on their match where Big E won with like a backslide in like 3 minutes. Definitely wasn't what they were going for, but it helps the story keep moving. Seth and Nakamura probably had the match of the night. They had a really good match. I enjoyed that match a lot. Drew McIntyre and Sheamus, they beat the hell out of each other for no reason. Since, you know, there were no stakes.
But, they really did.
But, you know, no disqualification.
But the fans loved it.
Yes. And then The Fiend came back, charred and burned as Alexa Bliss defeated Randy Orton. Lots of smoke and mirrors and fire and shenanigans there. And then in a very good Universal title match, Roman, with a little help from Edge in the steel chair, defeated Daniel Bryan. I really liked the way that match was set up, that main event. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, because other than that, I would say Fastlane was kind of meh.
It was what
I mean, the enjoyed it. It was what it was.
Right. It's the
Okay, I'm going to tell you, man. I came in halfway through the Drew and Sheamus match, and the network was being weird, so I couldn't rewind. It's like, do you want to start from the beginning? And I said, sure. And it wanted me to start from the pre-show, and I said, no. So I just started from where we were. I didn't even try to go back because I didn't care that much. Because I figured I said, no, I'm not sitting through 2 hours of a pre-show. So, yeah. But I'm looking forward to Mania, however I get to see it. I don't know. May have to FaceTime somebody and they turn the camera to the TV.
Y'all help Miss J to the max. Watch her.
Somebody help a sister out, because I don't want another streaming service. I'm not downloading another app.
It's just replacing one. You're getting rid of one and just replacing it with another. It's a gain sum of zero.
But Peacock is going to be so whack. You can't jump to the match you want anymore. Well, what else?
Yeah, you know, it's going to have its limitations for the first. Well, I don't know from firsthand experience, but I've heard through the rumor mill that they're moving pretty quick with a lot of the upgrades, that it's not going to be, doesn't seem like it's going to be on as long as a timeline as they originally thought. But yeah, still, it doesn't have that 5 years worth of good stuff WWE finally put into the network where you could jump to match or segment to segment in the show.
Yeah, like what if I want to find a Tommy Dreamer match from ECW from like 1996 at, you know, whatever pay-per-view. What? Now I gotta sift through the entire pay-per-view?
Yep, looks like it.
Mm-mm. I'm not with it.
Kane and Great Khali have been named the next two members of this year's Hall of Fame class. So round of applause for Kane and Big Kali, or Great Kali. They're running out of folks if Great Kali is getting in.
I was just about to say, how? Who?
I think it's because they're going so hard with that India NXT development brand over there. So I think that's strictly for to keep that in.
Because I'm really sitting here trying to figure out. I mean, yes, Great Khali is big, but really, like, he's not Hall of Fame. I was never impressed. He got eliminated by Beth Phoenix in the Royal Rumble. Unimpressed.
Kane, definitely a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
From the days of Isaac Yankum through, you know, the Brothers of Destruction to Team Hell No or Team Hell Yes.
To Corporate Kane.
Yeah, to Corporate Kane. Yeah, definitely.
Now mayor of Knox County.
Yes.
Or whatever it is, Knoxville.
Knox County, yep. So definitely a well-deserved honor for Kane.
Is he gonna show up in his
he better
Kane outfit, or he gonna show up like Kane, Brothers of Destruction Kane, or Corporate Kane?
That's a good question. He's got to show up as, you know, the red suit Kane.
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, he does a great
job. Well, y'all will find out soon enough, because I'm not getting Peacock.
He does a great job of keeping in shape enough to fit into the suit, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's that polyester stretchy material, so.
I think that's the only other real news. I mean,
Andrade,
after the pay-per-view, got his release from WWE. Charlotte has COVID or had COVID and is recovering, so it doesn't look like she's going to be a part of WrestleMania
as of right now.
There's a whole lot of speculation and stuff that Charlotte basically, you know, pulled the Trump card and was like, look, it ain't gonna be nothing else for me if y'all don't release him. Yeah. So it looks like
she said what she said.
Yeah, it looked like she, you know, helped facilitate that. And I also heard that he got his release without the like 90-day no compete calls. He just got
released.
Yeah. So I was like, man.
So where would he is? I guess he going to AEW.
I don't know. He might end up going
back in Lucha Libre.
Yeah, back to Mexico maybe, because I don't know if this I wish you could go back to NXT, but you know, that's not gonna happen now. I don't know how much this has soured his you know, want to wrestle in America for AEW or NWA or anybody like that. Just because Ring of Honor. Just because if you noticed when he thanked the people in WWE, it was like William Regal, Triple H, you know, it's the NXT people. He ain't have no thanks.
Shawn Michaels, yeah.
He ain't have no thanks for Vince McMahon. So that kind of lets you know right there kind of how he felt. And he told his homies, he was like, nah, y'all probably wouldn't want to come up here. It ain't what it's all made up to be.
I mean, we knew that, and we ain't even in the WWE. Yet we continue to watch Vince's product. I'm here for, I support NXT. I'm just here for the black people in WWE. Main roster black folks, NXT overall.
Yeah, so that was kind of the news of the week in WWE going forward. We'll start with this week's SmackDown, of course, to give us the highlight package from the main event of Fastlane, where Roman tapped out but still managed to retain the title with a little help from Edge snapping on Daniel Bryan.
Yes, the special outside enforcer.
Yes, yes. So Daniel Bryan comes out to cut the opening promo of the show, and he basically stages a sit-in after he demands a rematch with Roman Reigns for the title. He wants that rematch to happen tonight, and he says he's not going to leave the ring until he gets what he wants. Adam Pearce comes out to tell Daniel Bryan he can't have the match tonight. Well, Daniel wants his rematch right after the Roman and Edge match at WrestleMania. Adam Pearce says, you know better than anybody that that just would be unfair. So Daniel Bryan's like, oh yeah, that's all good for me, huh? But it ain't good for those two. I see how it is. So Daniel Bryan proposes that he gets to face the winner of the Roman and Edge match on the second night of WrestleMania. Edge comes out and he takes exception to what Daniel Bryan is proposing. Edge says that the main event of night two would be 10 years to the day that he had to announce his retirement, and you know he's not going to let Daniel Bryan steal that moment away from him. So Daniel Bryan is tired of what Edge is saying. He double leg takes him down. They start to brawl. Edge then spears Daniel Bryan and hits him with the steel chair before leaving the ring.
Oh, so are they trying to set up a triple threat for WrestleMania? Please don't do this to me.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, no.
So we come back from commercial break. We're in the locker room of the Tribal Chief. Roman demands that Paul and Jey Uso go find Adam Pearce and bring him back to the locker room. He tells Jey Uso to use force.
Roman think he's Tony Soprano.
Definitely. Don Corleone. Seth Rollins defeated Nakamura again. This is a rematch from Fastlane. Rollins escaped the triangle choke and then followed that up with the stomp to get the win. Seth Rollins then attacks Nakamura after the match when Cesaro comes down to make the save, hitting Seth with two uppercuts before Seth can retreat out of the ring. He's going for the giant swing, but Seth manages to wiggle himself free and get out of the ring. Nakamura and Seth Rollins with the matching gear. I was really surprised that Vince or whoever run the SmackDown let them both come out in that black and red. Usually they do not allow that, but it was a cool syncing of the gear.
Vince must have been off on Friday.
Another good match. Nakamura in this little bit of like last month and a half has been rejuvenated, and he's been putting on some really good matches. Roman tells Adam Pearce that at Mania, he's only wrestling one night and he's only making one title defense. Adam says he understands, but he still has a lot to determine before we can get to his
only Roman gonna tell his boss what he is and is not gonna do. Yes, I know you signed my paycheck, but I bring the money in around here. So let me tell you what I'm not gonna do. Because right. I'm not the one or the two. So.
Seth Rollins is in the back. He is highly upset that Cesaro tried to swing him again. Seth Rollins then challenges Cesaro to a match at Mania. Seth vows to never be swung by Cesaro again when Cesaro attacks him from the blind side and gets Seth in the giant swing again. After he lets Seth go out of the giant swing, Seth accepts the challenge. This is funny because he's like, I'm never getting swung by Cesaro again. It's never gonna happen. Ever. Boom. Here comes Cesaro.
Boom.
He swings him around. And then when he lets him go and he accepts the match and walks off, Seth is like trying to get up. He's like, help me. Help me. He's stumbling around.
Like a fish out of water, huh?
Yes.
Just flopping.
Yes. So.
Or like LeBron.
Oh, the views expressed by Miss Jade to the Master are strictly hers. There.
I said it.
Anyway, reflect the views and ideas of CSPN Media.
What y'all gonna do? Gonna cancel the show? No.
So Seth and Cesaro official for WrestleMania, and that's gonna be a banger. Alpha Academy and Apollo defeated the Street Profits and Big E. Street Profits and Big E, yeah. Mm-hmm. It works.
Yes.
It's basically like New Day 2.0.
Yep. So why did they break up New Day again?
Montez Ford did the Big E swimming down. You know how Big E does where he
goes? Yeah.
But Montez Ford was doing like a backstroke, though. Montez Ford was actually, this match was real short, but Montez Ford and Otis, they were probably the stars. Like Montez Ford does like a, tries to do a leapfrog and Otis catches him into a power slam, which is pretty dope. Montez Ford does like a springboard, but Chad Gable catches him into like a German suplex. Yeah, there's a bunch of cool stuff Montez Ford did. Did a big dive. And while he did that big dive, Big E was in awe of the Montez Ford athleticism, like we all were. And that allowed Big E to come up. That allowed Apollo to come up from behind Big E, hit him with the Olympic slam, and pin Big E. He still got the spear. And just because you're holding the spear with the, you know, blade pointed down and the, like, knob part up by your head, it's still a freaking spear. Just get rid of it.
Yeah. I don't know, Don. I've got nothing.
It's like the Nigerian, you know, decor on the ring gear, the towel, the little wristbands. That's great. The long pants. Fantastic.
They're just doing too much with the yeah. extraness.
Yeah. It's like, don't need no props. We get it. We get it.
Listen, Don, remember, you got to remember who's behind this. It is a senile 70-something-year-old white man.
This is 80, I think, now. I think he's 80.
Yeah. So what do you expect? And see, let me tell you, Apollo Crews doesn't have Roman status, so he can't tell Vince what he's not going to do.
Very true. Very true. We get a recap of the shenanigans that happened between Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens from last week, which is going to lead into the KO show with Sami as a special guest. But first, we see Edge appealing to Adam Pearce backstage to keep things the way they are set to be at Mania. Pierce says he's going to...
See, I told you. See what I tell you.
Pierce says that he's going to make the best decision for WWE.
You remember that... you ever seen that video meme or whatever it's called that people put on Twitter and this little girl going, I told you, yeah. Pierce. I told you. Yeah, yeah. See?
Kevin Owens show... Sami says that he's sorry for kicking Kevin in the face last week. Kevin has a question that he wants answered, but Sami won't let him ask the question. Sami says he's going to have a world premiere trailer for his documentary next week, and Logan Paul will be here next week to help him debut that trailer. Kevin finally asks his question. He wants a one-on-one match with Sami at WrestleMania, yes or no? Sami says they need to work together before accepting the match. After Sami accepts the match, Kevin then proceeds to beat Sami down and give him the stunner.
More Kevin. You know, I did when Kevin and Sami were feuding a few years ago. I enjoyed their feud. Actually, I enjoy a lot of Kevin Owens feuds because KO and Sami, well, both of them, they are some workhorses and they always bring it. So I'm looking, I like this little feud they got going on again.
Yeah, and it's at WrestleMania, so you know they're gonna
right.
They're gonna do some.
Their feuds are always fun.
Yeah, they're gonna do some high level stuff with each other there.
Yes.
Now it's Daniel Bryan's turn to get in the ear of Adam Pearce. He tells Adam Pearce that he's been the SmackDown general manager, so he knows exactly the shoes that he's in. He tells Adam Pearce he knows what the right decision is. All he's got to do is make it.
Make the call. I told you.
We have a recap of the women's tag team match from Fastlane. That leads into a Bianca Belair promo in Gorilla. She says her lack of retaliation for Sasha's slap basically was because she said that she has to be focused on her business, and her business is beating Sasha at Mania.
I saw that promo. Yeah. And I was clapping my hands like, yes, after every yes. Binky, I'm with you. I'm ready. Let's do it. Get Reggie up out of here. We don't need him in this feud. So give me pure Sasha and Binky.
Yeah, well, that's what they're focusing in on here in the last 3 weeks. Then that led to Bianca Belair defeating Natalya.
Jackknife cover now by Belair. Natalya able to kick out again at two. Strong kick to the midsection of Natalya. I've been relentless here so far in this matchup.
I appreciate the pace. I appreciate the forcefulness.
Bianca Belair knows she still has a lot to prove on the road to WrestleMania, all the way from the top. Meanwhile, it's boss time. The mind games begin. How convenient, the SmackDown Women's Champion, Belair's opponent at WrestleMania, makes her way out to the Thunderdome. And Natalya tried to take advantage. And now off the distraction, Tamina gets involved. Just like that, Natalya's taken over.
How's that, Bianca? I'm a 5-time Raw Women's Champion. I'm a 2-time Tag Team Champion. I'm the SmackDown Women's Champion for a reason.
Oh, look at
this. I'm the best.
Wait a minute.
I'm actually maybe
shoulders down. Almost had her to kick out of 2. Sasha, nobody's questioning your credentials at all. You've had an incredible career here in WWE.
Oh, thank you, Michael. I am a Hall of Famer. Actually, you can kind of maybe introduce me exactly next year.
I can handle that for you.
Thank you.
But perhaps now is...
Oh, you see that? This is why she's a rookie. Oh, yeah, you take your time. Excuse me. Let me teach her something around here.
The Hall of Famer, Sasha Banks.
She's not a Hall of Famer yet.
Well, I mean, she... get up. Come on, champ! We got WrestleMania! Hey,
open that corner!
We got WrestleMania around the corner! Oh, yeah, I got something!
Hey.
I got something!
Oh, damn! I see your slap and raise you one! Bianca Belair just flattened the boss!
Just left a handprint on the blueprint.
And now Belair with a right hand, and now Natalya's in trouble.
Uh-oh.
And it could be time, Corey, for the kiss of death, the KOD. Will Belair hit that on Banks at WrestleMania? Belair with the win.
I'm on my own against the
Here is your winner, Bianca Belair.
Belair certainly overcame her share of adversity tonight alone.
Now Sasha with a backstabber. From behind, and the champ reminds everyone who's the boss.
This is the difference between being the EST and being the SmackDown Women's Champion. Sasha, we know for a fact, willing to do whatever it takes, go to whatever lengths to keep what she values most.
These two women will meet for the SmackDown Women's Championship in historic night one of WrestleMania.
The EST.
Man, she slumped Sasha with that slap, too.
As she should have.
Of course, Sasha then hits the ring, hits Binky with the backstabber while she was celebrating her win after the match. So we, you know, see the champion standing tall and the challenger, you know, trying to recover as we head to another commercial break. When we come back...
Don't worry. Binky will be back.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She might pull a Zelina. And, I mean, what she did with Zelina, showed up at her house and started beating her down. Look.
All the good stuff that is like old school wrestling, all the good promos where they can kind of talk and be themselves, and the stuff like Binky running up on Zelina, all that stuff happens on YouTube. Doesn't happen on the actual programming anymore. Which is
it used to happen on the program. Remember when Stone Cold Steve Austin showed up at Brian Pillman's house?
Yes. Yes, that was
when Triple H showed up at Randy Orton's house.
That was that Stone Cold Brian Pillman was my, you know, link to be like, oh, you need to start checking out Monday Night Raw again. And the attitude.
Look, I think that brought us all back to Monday Night Raw. Like, hold up, this might bring me back to wrestling, because everybody goes to that period where you kind of take that break.
Right.
And it's like, wait, they doing this now? Oh, okay, I'm back.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to me. So we come back from commercial break, and Edge runs up in Roman's locker room. You know, Jey Uso is like, what's up? You trying to get dealt with?
He's like, he needs to go sit down somewhere, because like, ain't nobody, he ain't striking fear in nobody.
He's just like, hold on, homie. And, you know, Roman's like, man, it's pretty bold. You're running up in here. He was like, you better say what you got to say quick, or else I'm going to let the pit bull off the chain. And then just like, how'd that work out for him last week?
Dude. But, Jay needs some backup. Where's Jimmy?
It tells Roman to use his stroke that he is perceived to have around WWE and SmackDown. Because if Daniel Bryan is inserted in this match, Edge can beat Daniel Bryan to become the champ. And he tells Roman to think about that.
Jay needs some backup. When is Jimmy coming back? Let's look up the injury. They need the they need to do like an injury report like they do with Major League Baseball. We need to know when this man coming back.
Speaking of which, I know Jimenez got hurt a couple of days ago, but the White Sox should have a very, very good team. They should make the playoffs this year.
Hey, we are cooking with gas. I know it's just preseason or training camp right now, but we've been smoking these teams. And even though I'm not a big fan of our new manager, I think we better make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You should win your division this year. It's going to be close, though, because you're in the same division with Houston, but it's going to be Houston's in the West, so yeah, you should win your division this year. Cleveland's not going to be as good as they have been the past couple of years.
I'm okay with that. It's our time. We haven't had a World Series championship in 16 years. The time is now. But at least we didn't do like the Cubs and have to wait 100 years.
This is true. This is true.
So,
Rey Mysterio got the win over Dolph Ziggler. Rey hits Dolph with the 619 and then followed that up with the splash, or AKA he dropped the dime to get the win. So the Mysterios have a win over the tag team champions. Of course, they've been telling the story about how the tag team champions are the champions, but they're not defending the titles, how they're dodging everybody. So it looks like this is probably going to end up being like a triple threat or four-way Alpha Academy. Street Profits, the Mysterios, Dolph Ziggler, and Bobby.
Robert.
Yeah, Robert.
His name is Robert.
It's WrestleMania. We got to get everybody in here somehow. You know how that works.
Well, it should be like a Hell in a Cell Fatal 4-Way match. Make it exciting.
It's time for Adam Pearce.
I want flesh getting thrown up against a cage.
Did you see the Britt Baker? Did you see the Britt Baker Thunder Rosa match from AEW?
So I'd be forgetting to watch AEW, but I find it on you. Wait, they were actually on TV, not on YouTube.
No, this was the main event. It was a lights out match, and they tore it down. Blood,
ooh,
everything.
Blood and guts. I'm gonna have to look it up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna check it out.
So it's time for Adam Pearce to make his decision on the Universal title match at WrestleMania. So, of course, Roman comes out, tries to intimidate him. And then Edge comes out. Then Daniel Bryan comes out. Adam Pearce says what Edge is proposing is fair. What Daniel Bryan has proposed is fair. What Roman has proposed is fair as well. So he said, in the fairness of all the men involved, he's going to make the Universal title match a triple threat match at WrestleMania.
I told y'all, niggas. I told y'all.
So Edge attacks Daniel Bryan, and then Roman attacks Edge. Edge hits Roman and Jay with the spear. Edge follows up with chair shots, and then he looks to Daniel Bryan and to Roman. He looks to give Daniel Bryan the concerto before the officials come down and make the save.
Yeah, Roman, look, where's Jimmy? We need him at ring. We need both the Usos at ringside for Mania.
This is the most tone-deaf thing they could have done. Because nobody wants this to be a triple threat. Everybody wanted to see the Edge and Roman match. Do they not think that Edge can hold his own for 15 minutes against Roman? I don't know why they need Daniel Bryan in this. I mean,
everything about Matt, what did I tell you, Don? This is an 80-year-old white man who is he's tone deaf about prime example. Why is Hulk Hogan hosting WrestleMania? They could let Titus do it on his own. We want what's the girl? The one with the resumes.
Oh, Charlie, Billy Kay.
Yes. We Billy Kay and Titus. Tone deaf. Everything about this is, like you said, it's so tone deaf. I'm sorry, Daniel Bryan's cool, but I don't want to see him in WrestleMania, Roman and Edge.
They've done a great job of building a match between Edge and Daniel Bryan in the midst of leading up to this match between Roman and Edge. So why don't they just give us the two separate matches?
If right, because Roman already said he's not wrestling both nights, so Edge can wrestle both nights.
If I mean, they don't even have to do that. If Edge is going to, whether he wins or loses the title, just have that match with Daniel Bryan be for the next pay-per-view. Daniel Bryan still gets his title shot, and you get the match one-on-one between Edge
and Daniel Bryan already had a title shot. He lost, okay?
Well, yeah. That's what seems to be the theme on SmackDown, because Apollo Crews has had a bunch of title shots too, but he keeps getting them. Yeah, but yeah, not good. This is. I mean, the lead up and everything between the three men and the show was good, but the actual.
Well, they could have made Daniel Bryan a special guest referee.
Just reverse. Yes.
Okay, we'll make you the special guest referee at WrestleMania between Edge and Roman.
Yeah.
See how easy that would. See how I just did that real easy. Where's Sonya Deville? She need to be running.
That's exactly what I was saying during this show. There is no Sonya Deville to help Adam Pearce make this decision.
Sort things out.
Yeah, that's my whole point. When during the show was going on, was like, but where's Daddy Deville to, you know, be the extra voice of reason here? But she wasn't allowed to make these executive decisions this week.
Clearly.
I know you didn't see it on Monday Night Raw, but Rhea Ripley finally came.
I did. I watched Raw.
Oh, okay. What do you think about
the challenge? I just fast forward through all the commercials and the boring stuff.
Well, that's like 3/4 of the programming.
Exactly. So I basically watched 30 minutes of Raw.
your thoughts on Asuka versus Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania?
I mean, who else is Asuka going to fight? We tired of Charlotte.
Naomi. She should have fought.
Naomi, they got Naomi stuck in this endless tag team with Lana.
Naomi pinned her. She should have.
Don, again, who are we talking about? Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Even if she didn't win, she could at least had the match, deserved the match against Asuka.
Because Rhea really hasn't had no matches, and now she come making demands. And I love Rhea. You know, I'm a Rhea stan. But it's like, how you making demands for WrestleMania? You just got here.
Right.
You ain't even did orient. You haven't even had orientation yet.
You hadn't even beat up Dana Brooke yet to even validate your status.
You don't even know what catering is, and you over here making demands. Yeah. I will say this, though. Rhea Ripley's lipstick be so on point. I'm like, girl, your lipstick is perfect. Hashtag fashion cast.
Did you check out NXT this week? I know you did.
Of course. You know, I don't miss NXT.
The tag team match with your Zoe Stark and Io Shirai versus Dakota Kai and Raquel was real good.
That was a good match. Zoe Stark, man, that girl's good. She has a long history of wrestling, though.
Mm-hmm. She started when she was like 19, I think.
And she's like 20 something now, I think, or 30, I don't know. But she's really good. You can tell she's well trained. She's a seasoned wrestler. Yeah, she's pretty good.
Raquel Gonzalez broke Io Shirai, though.
Yeah. I think Raquel to win the title at Takeover.
Really?
I think so. And then she's gonna kick what's her name to the curb because she don't need her anymore.
Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You see how quickly they took them tag titles off of them. Raquel's about to be the NXT women's tag champ. I mean the women's champion.
Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole, they had a run in at Kyle O'Reilly's jiu-jitsu practice, and then they had a heated face-to-face contract.
I synced it. Them two little men fighting. And I love how Shawn Michaels just came out, didn't say a word, just like, here you go, here's a ladder.
Slid the ladder.
You all figure it out.
Slid the ladder in between Jordan Devlin and Santos Escobar. That's going to
be. Yes, he said, y'all figure it out.
That's going to be a banger right there. That is going to be a really good match. NXT Tag Team Champions had to give up the titles because Karrion Kross hurt Danny Burch. So
I'm okay with that because they were boring anyway.
Now we're going to have a three-way between MSK, Grizzled Young Veterans, and Legado del Fantasma at TakeOver.
Let's go, MSK.
Tag team titles. Yeah,
I think Grizzled Young Vets are going to be looking for some payback from the Dusty Classic against MSK. So,
you know how I feel about the Grizzled Young Vets. Those are my dudes. I would like to see them win.
I know.
I would like to see
them. It's their time to shine. Yeah, if they keep bringing all the NXT UK talent over to NXT, who's left in the UK? Because they keep bringing more and more people from the UK. It's like, who's left in the UK on the roster?
Yeah.
Kaylee Ray.
Walter assaulted two men on this program. He assaulted poor Drake Maverick, and then he assaulted Tommaso Ciampa.
So if Walter is here, who's left in the UK?
Trent Seven is over there still. The guys in Gallus are there. They got some newer people. I haven't really sat down.
No wonder it comes on in the middle of the day on a Tuesday. Yeah. Nobody there.
I haven't sat down and watched UK in a minute, but apparently they got some good stuff going on over there. Jordan Devlin versus Kushida was really good on NXT this past.
Yes, and Kushida is my dude, and I didn't appreciate Jordan Devlin beating him. I am a Kushida stan.
They announced this Battle Royal and this Eliminator, Gauntlet Eliminator match, and the winner of that Gauntlet Eliminator match is going to face Johnny Gargano for the North American title. Of course, Johnny Gargano threw a fit because he's like, there's so many people, and William Regal's like, no, I'm not changing it. I'm not changing it. And he's like, well, how am I going to, you know, I need time to prepare for my opponent. This isn't fair. And he's like, well, just prepare for all of them. And he's like, a bajillion people in the match. What was funny was when he goes to talk to William Regal, he like barges into his office, but at first he like kicked at the door, like he's gonna kick the door in, and then he like turned the knob and walked in.
Johnny Gargano.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Looks like they're setting up something between Roderick Strong and Cameron Grimes. Because, you know, Roderick.
That Cameron Grimes theme song be stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Kiss My Grits. Money Grimes. Yes. But, yeah. So, Roderick Strong, you know, he's the sad elf right now because Undisputed Era is just, you know, crumbled into.
He just doesn't know what to do with himself.
Yes. And he's just out here rudderless without any direction. So, poor Roderick Strong.
He doesn't know who he is anymore.
Yeah. And then Finn Balor talking all the trash to Karrion Kross. Like, we didn't see Finn. Finn Balor did the straight up heel thing. Like, we saw you get, like, slumped last week at the end of the show. He didn't bring up none of that. he was like,
of course not.
he was like, you be acting off emotion. He's like, and last week,
he got that man thinking, he's rethinking his entire life.
Like, last week, your emotions got the better of you. It was like,
yeah, what he meant to say is that woman got the better of you.
It's like, man, it's like, I swore I saw Finn Balor, the one slumped out, but he out here talking like nothing even happened to him last week.
Talking cash money, okay?
So, yeah, that's good, man. This version of Finn Balor is fantastic.
Yes, I like heel Finn Balor. I don't want Golden Boy. I'm so positive. No, give me the a-hole.
Yes, NXT Finn Balor, 10 times better than Monday Night Raw main roster Finn Balor.
And I can tell you a few people that Vince to just let them go back to NXT, starting with Ricochet. He can go be a superhero on NXT.
Yeah, yeah. Ricochet just should have went ahead and turned heel, but he cut a promo that said, no, he just can't do it. It's just some stuff in his.
He could be thriving. He could have joined the Hurt Business. Yes. He had plenty of opportunity.
You see what happened with Apollo? When Apollo finally, you know, he started hanging around Roman and Paul a little bit. And now he's in the Intercontinental title matches and moving up the card. But, you know, here Ricochet is.
This could have been you, Ricochet.
Still eating the finest cheeses and carrots and catering.
Must be good.
Yeah, yeah. Him and Aleister Black back there chilling.
Is Aleister Black still in the WWE?
Yes, he is. There's always these rumors about, you know, there's basically tell me if you heard this before. Vince doesn't get Aleister Black. He doesn't get Keith Lee. He doesn't get Aleister Black. Doesn't understand.
Guess what? We don't get Vince.
Doesn't understand what to do with them, how they can be used to their
great. We don't get Vince. That's because Vince is set in his ways. And what did I say? The theme here is senile 80-year-old white man. That is the theme here.
We got to get Triple H in that role before he becomes a senile.
He is, Vince is man. The common denominator. Now, you know Shane is not. Triple H will have to fight Shane to the
Shane
death.
Shane don't want it.
For Vince's seat.
Shane don't want don't. It. No, that's the reason why Shane left the company. And that's the reason why Triple H got in the spot that he is. Because Shane don't really want
Shane wants to be back.
Shane wants to be on TV.
Shane want to be on TV. Yeah. He just want to show off his new Jordan every week.
He want to be on TV and wrestle. He don't want to deal with the day-to-day operational stuff of the business.
Stuff.
Yeah. So that's going to be Triple H and Stephanie eventually.
And Shawn Michaels. Don't forget about Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels. Oh, get well shout out to the Road Dogg, who apparently had like a heart attack on Thursday. I don't know how severe it was. He didn't die, but he's recovering in the hospital. So good luck to the Road Dogg, and hopefully everything works out for him. I know it's got to suck for him this close to TakeOver, because he's putting in a lot of work on NXT. Yeah.
So. See, just let DX run the show, period.
Well, a lot of people would tell you right before the Attitude Era, they were running the show.
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of people got held down by the thumb of Triple H and Shawn Michaels. They tried to hold The Rock down, but The Rock battled through it. They tried to hold Rikishi down, but Yokozuna stepped up for Rikishi. Yeah, there's a lot of people that'll tell you that, man, they probably didn't get exactly to where they wanted to be because of Shawn and Triple H putting in the bad mouth on them.
Well, you know what? They've turned over a new leaf. You know, Shawn Michaels is a man of the Lord now. He loves Jesus. Mm-hmm. Triple H is really about elevating talent these days. So, you know, things change. And you got to remember, Shawn Michaels was all peeled out.
After he spent his whole wrestling career denying everybody, right?
Well, he's trying to make amends now, okay? He's trying to make up for what he did. You got to remember, Shawn Michaels spent most of his career loaded up on pain pills. So, you know.
Triple H had a perfect opportunity. Everybody was like, Triple H, do the right thing. Lose to Booker T. Make the man's career validated. Nope. But now Triple H is in NXT. Everybody gets a chance.
He's trying to make up for being a butthole. He realized the error of his ways.
I guess so, Miss Jane. I guess so. Just funny how, you know, how time can change people in such drastic ways.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully for the better, though.
Unless your name is Vincent Kennedy McMahon, in which time it doesn't matter. You're just not going to change.
Well, it's been another exciting edition of SmackDown Matters. We're 2 weeks away from WrestleMania, so we're getting closer and closer to the big event. It looks like Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair are going to officially be the main event of night one. So excited to hear that. Hopefully nothing gets in the way of that particular setup and situation in the next 2 weeks, because you know they gonna tear it down, especially Sasha Banks. You know this is gonna be a big, 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 big deal to her, especially since, you know, the last WrestleMania wasn't one of her greatest moments.
Right.
So, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
I need Bayley to get a match too. It'd be nice if she had a Mania match.
They're probably gonna have some big women's multi-woman match.
No, you know, Bayley needs her own match.
I don't know who they're going to cook it up with in less than 2 weeks, because, you know, time is...
She hasn't even been on TV.
No, she did that one, you know, Hello Ding Dong segment where she did, like, the mean tweets, or the sweet tweets in her case, and that was it.
That's been it. Oh, well. Shout out time.
Yep. Yeah, go ahead.
I've got nothing. same as last week. Shout out to the whole WrestleCast crew. It's always a pleasure hanging with y'all each and every week.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'd like to give a big shout out to Ms. Jates the Max for joining me once again early on a Sunday for her for SmackDown Matters. Give a big shout out to Ms. Dee Dee Jonet, who had a great moment where Adam Cole and Shawn Michaels were passing each other in the back of NXT. They had a father-son interaction that I know warmed her heart. Shout out to Ms. Simi, who helped me review NXT this past week, and also Dynamite over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. Shout out to Shallon Shogun MA, Mo to the underscore Reese, and Mr. Samuel Kalunga, as they joined me for episode 295 of the WrestleCast, where we reviewed Fastlane and we also talked about Monday Night Raw. Also, check us out, same combination, those four guys. We did an episode of The Push, where we talked about the state of AEW and also NXT moving to Tuesdays in April. And give a big shout out to Mr. Anwar Starwin, as me and him reviewed the outcome of this year's New Japan Cup. And we talked about the fallout of Will Ospreay, terrible human being, being rewarded as the winner of the New Japan Cup and getting a title match against Kota Ibushi next Sunday, Easter Sunday. Hmm. So, yeah, that's all the new programming out underneath the WrestleCast. So check all of those episodes out. Also, give a big shout out to the guys over at the Comic Book Chronicles. They put out two episodes this week, one on the Snyder Cut of Justice League, and also episode 409, where they're reviewing Falcon and the Winter Soldier show that started on Netflix. I guess WandaVision was the lead up to this series right here, so they're kind of following that succession. So check the Comic Book Chronicles out here on CSPN.us. So for my co-host, Ms. Jade Simax, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye.
Sasha, you and Bianca were partners less than a week ago at Fastlane. What happened now?
What happened now? Wouldn't you want to know? Look, Bianca made the rookie mistake messing with the legit boss of this division. I'm the standard. I'm the blueprint, and I'm the champion. She doesn't go around here telling me what to do, telling me to get rid of Reginald. Go handle this. Go have a match with Nyla. You know what? You don't tell me what to do. I'm the champ. I handle my business the way I want to. That's why I run this division, and she doesn't. But come WrestleMania, when I main event WrestleMania, there's no need to show or prove to Bianca who I am. Because she already knows I'm the best. But you already knew that.